You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back. Matt Wilhelm, Dave DiNatale on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. It is now my pleasure to bring in our great esteemed producer, Chris Kuhn.
He is esteemed.
For After Further Review.
After Further Review.
All right, guys.
Hi, Chris.
How's it going?
It's going good.
Well, first question on the board today. Wide receiver Miles Austin yesterday agreed to terms on a one-year deal with the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, I want to know, how big of a loss is that for an already thin wide receiver core?
Not as big as it would have been had the Browns not gotten Dwayne Bowe. I like Miles. I mean, don't get me wrong. I thought Miles did a nice job last year, extended some drives. Played, I think, better than I thought he was going to play when the Browns got him, because I thought he was kind of at the tail end of things with the injuries he'd had in Dallas. I think the Browns are going to be okay with what they've got. I think it's Bowe, it's Hartline with Hawkins. Remember, don't forget Travis Benjamin's still there.
Yep, Taylor Gabriel.
Taylor Gabriel's still there, and I'm still convinced at some point in one of the first three rounds the Browns are going to draft a wide receiver. So I don't think it's as big of a loss as we've had in other positions, like not having Jordan Cameron back, and the tight end position right now is a little bit lucid. I think this isn't as bad.
No, it's not as bad, and I agree. And in some cases, I think Brian Hartline is an upgrade of what Miles Austin did last year. And don't get me wrong, I like Miles too. I've wanted Miles back. You know, You could get him for a little bit amount of money, you know, a couple million bucks. And the role that he played for this football team last year. And I think also too, a little bit of the demise of Brian Hoyer was when Miles Austin got hurt. Because, you know, on our show, we called him Money Miles. Because it's like Chris Carter only caught touchdown passes. It was like Miles Austin only catches first down conversions.
Yes.
You know, so we helped move the chains. So he'll be missed, but I believe that Hartline, Hawkins now in his true number three spot, and
where
Dwayne
Bowe
is a threat at number one, will be a more than adequate replacement for Miles Austin.
After further review.
All right, guys, with the additions of wide receivers Brian Hartline and Dwayne Bowe, and now the departures of tight end Jordan Cameron and Miles Austin, is the offense better or worse now?
Ooh. You want to go first on that?
I'll go first.
Okay.
Yes. I think they're better. And you talked about the additions of Dwayne Bowe, Brian Hartline, and of course, losing Jordan Cameron, losing Miles Austin. But I think the fact that we have a healthy Alex Mack will right the entire offensive ship, simply because whoever's at quarterback will have a run game, which will open up those zones that Brian Hoyer saw condense as the season went on with the loss of Alex Mack. So whoever, Josh McCown or Johnny Manziel, Connor Shaw, Thad Lewis, I think will throw to open wide receivers, and the roles will be figured out by the time it gets to week one.
Well, I'm with Dwayne Bowe. I think you sold me on that. You're a good salesman. I think you sold me on that because, you know, on the surface, you know, I mean, I know Cameron was injured much of last year, or a chunk of last year.
Six games.
But he is a Pro Bowl caliber tight end. There's no question about it. I don't know if Bowe or Hartline are Pro Bowl caliber players. I do know this. You make a great point. Having Alex Mack back is almost like signing somebody.
It wipes the slate clean
because you're bringing the offensive line back to a point where they become the unit is a unit of strength.
100%.
So with that in mind, I will go with Wilhelm and say the offense is better now.
After further review.
Okay, guys, all 32 teams were in attendance today at Florida State's Pro Day. So let's do some speculation here. Were the Browns there for quarterback Jameis Winston or for other reasons?
I think they're there for other reasons. Because it's a full-on consensus from every single mock draft that I have seen that Jameis Winston is by far and away the number one overall pick. And so they could have been there for, you know, some of the offensive, defensive linemen. There's corners late in the draft. The name is it Goldman? Eddie Goldman?
Yes.
Is the defensive lineman, correct? Mm-hmm. That has been linked to the Browns in a mock draft or two. So, yes, they were there in attendance simply to see someone else besides Jameis Winston.
Yeah, I mean, this is a team that, you know, won the national championship in 2013. They made it to the college football playoffs last year. It's a great program. There's no shortage of players that I think would interest the Browns. So, yeah, you do your due diligence. You take a look at Winston, you know, in case something happens and he doesn't go. Maybe he falls to two or whatever. But, yeah, you're there looking at the entire crop of players and just kind of taking a look at Winston and saying, be nice. We can't make.
Yeah,
can't
get him. And also too, the point was made as I tuned in on my phone to the Pro Day on ESPN.com app.
Of course you did.
Yeah, just to watch a little bit of it is they were talking about as they were doing the bench press process was, you know, Florida State this year has an opportunity to, I believe, surpass USC and Miami in a 3-year span to have the most players drafted. And since the 7-round draft's inception back in, 97 or whatever it might have been. So, again, boatload of talent is what is the bottom line.
Tons. So, yeah. So, no, they're there for everybody else.
After further review.
If you were a free agent, would Texgate affect your decision with signing with the Browns?
No. And the reason why is if the money is right, you are all in. Because Vic Carucci has said it calling into our show. I lived it as a player. If the money talks and that other BS walks, and in this case, it's a bit of BS. And I also believe, too, as the optimist that I am and an employee of the Cleveland Browns, this is an organization that is trending upwards. A lot of the reason, and this is the point that we like to point out on our show as a Cleveland Browns show, is Josh McCown was the suitor of other teams besides Cleveland. He chose Cleveland. Brian Hartline had 4 or 5 visits. I know he's in Chicago. He was in Houston.
Yeah.
He was in multiple other places besides Cleveland. He chose Cleveland. Dwayne Bowe wasn't specifically linked to other places, but I'm sure there were other places having conversation about Dwayne Bowe. He chose to come to Cleveland. So there are free agents out there that for the right money and the situation that is here in Cleveland is sexy enough for them to want to come here and make a career and rebuild Cleveland, the Cleveland Browns back to where they should be, similar to the way Carlos Dansby and Dante Whitner said the same thing last year.
My only concern with that, are you worried as a player that a betrayal of trust, maybe that's too strong a statement, but you know the fact that you know in some corner your general manager might be texting about you to somebody and you know when the game is going on, does that bother you at all as a player? Is it violate of trust in anything way like that?
It doesn't. And the only way it would come into play, and one of them actually from a speculation standpoint came into play, is the only two positions on a football team and in an actual game that would cause me to text somebody else or something negatively had I been a general manager or somebody involved in an organization would be the quarterback position and how poorly the play is at that position. And or if a corner were getting burned up and down the field. Right. And it's so quarterback and cornerback would too be like, get him out of there, get somebody else in.
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, you know, you have to be sold on you know, it's money's one thing. I mean, and look, I mean, the Browns gave Josh McCown an extra year.
Yes.
You know, if you're selling the player, hey, look, we're going to give you this 3-year contract because we're going in a direction and we want you to be there with us. That says a lot. I mean, that kind of investment, it does say a lot about your respect for the player, the value you have on the player, and that you want him here for a period of time because that's the time we're going to be good and, you know, you have a role with us.
Absolutely.
I think that says something. I think it says a lot.
And it's a trust from the organization with that player, too.
Yeah.
That he's going to be in line with their plan for the next 3 years.
So that was a long way of me saying I don't think it has a huge impact. How about that?
After further review.
All right, guys, last but not least, the Baltimore Ravens earlier today, you guys mentioned this, signed quarterback Matt Schaub. But looking at it now, would he have been a better choice for the Browns instead of quarterback Josh McCown?
I don't necessarily think so. And the reason why is because Matt Schaub has not been good as of late. And I know the most recent taste in Browns fans' mouths when it comes to Josh McCown was 1-11 last year with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Right.
But there's a reason why they're drafting number one overall, okay? And you look at the year.
It's not just one player.
It's not just one player. And you look at the year prior, an opportunity in Chicago with a team that was average to above average. stepped in for a guy who they paid a ton of money to, who has a significant upside in Jay Cutler, and goes, what, I believe 5-1 and throws 11-12 touchdowns to one interception and played some great football. So we know he has it in him, and I think that the Cleveland Browns have done enough and will continue to do enough via draft to add enough players and talent around him for him to succeed.
And I think the fact that, you know, Schaub was in the Raiders last year in the Raiders organization, and John DeFilippo was in the Raiders organization last year, and there wasn't a stronger push, indicates to me that, yes, I liked coaching him, but now we're good.
Absolutely.
I'd rather have McCown. I mean, Schaub would have intrigued me if the Browns hadn't gotten a veteran quarterback to this point, but, you know, they liked McCown for a reason.
All right, After View is a wrap. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
Good stuff, C-Coon.
We're going to go to our last break, and we will be back to take your last-minute calls. I've got Stuart. I appreciate you waiting online.
Get some tweets
in,
too.
We will get you coming back. Yeah, tweet at the show, @Browns_daily. Call us. Get your last-minute comment in, 216-578-0850. Matt Wilhelm, Dave DiNatale, live in the Galleria studio on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.